to Down City Cash Chicago. It's getting less safe to congregate indoors as COVID cases continue to surge again. But with today marking the official start of winter, I'm wondering, who the hell wants to go outside anymore? Well, it turns out some people love it. Producer Simone Alisea walks along the lakefront with someone who doesn't just tolerate, but embraces the cold. And she has some tips for us, too. It's Tuesday, December 21st. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is City Cast Chicago.
Right now, I am looking out onto the lake at Fullerton, right by the theater on the lake and the Lakefront Cafe. According to my phone, it is 43 degrees outside right now, though it feels like 36, which feels about accurate. I'm going to put my gloves on because my hands are going to be out. So please ignore the bag rustling sound. I am Simone. Hi, Erin.
Yes.
Hi, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I have you introduce yourself, your first name, your last name, and I guess like why we're here today?
So I'm Erin Vickers. So I moved here from Cleveland last year. I live in Lakeview.
How old are you?
38.
And what do you do for a living?
I do pricing for an electronics distribution company. And you guys asked for people who like going outside in the cold, and I like running in the cold.
Can you describe what the Chicago cold feels like? Like, what does it feel like to be outside in Chicago? Not right now when it's kind of nice, but like mid-January.
So it's windy, which is a big difference from Cleveland, because Cleveland was, I ran in valleys, so that blocked the wind too. It's just one of those, it like cuts through you if you're not prepared. It's the kind of cold where you go outside and you inhale and everything freezes.
Yes. This is the thing I explained to people that I didn't know until I moved to Chicago. I didn't know like the liquid in your face could just freeze.
And last year, actually, it was still masks outside. And so sometimes I use it because I just want warm air.
Why should people get outside when it's cold?
So it helps. Like, I hate the dark. And obviously the winter is very dark. Like, the sun sets at 4:15. It doesn't matter to me if it's 20 or it's 50. The sun's still setting at 4:15. So it helps with the seasonal stuff. Just getting outside, just walking around outside. Just get outside in the cold, dress as warm as you want to, and just like go for a walk, and you'll feel so much better.
So how long have you been running?
Off and on since I was 13.
And how often are you running? Like, how many times a week?
So right now it's 3 times a week. When the gym's closed from the pandemic, it's 5 to 6 times a week.
And why run outside? Why not run on, say, a treadmill?
I hate the treadmill. I despise the treadmill. It's, first of all, it's the actual metaphor for not accomplishing anything. It was used as punishment in the prison system in Victorian times. Like, here we can see the city skyline. And like, when I'm back visiting my parents in Cleveland, I can go to the Cuyahoga Valley Park and run. And like, even though you're going out and back, you feel like you're doing something, you're getting somewhere. And you just don't have that with the treadmill. But yeah, it's usually when it gets like when the National Weather Service is like, no one should really be outside right now at all. That's when I'm like, yeah, I should probably not go outside.
For us, we would actually put out like an advisory if the wind chill was to be equal to or less than minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. And then we'd actually put out a warning if the wind chill should get below minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Because that is, it's a dangerous situation. They can get frostbite, obviously, if they've got any kind of exposed skin in those situations. My name is Brian Leatherwood, and I'm a meteorologist with the National Weather Service here in Chicago.
I basically run right towards the skyline when I decide to go south. I basically head right towards the skyline. The lake is on the left, and it's beautiful. It's cloudy, but it's beautiful.
Well, obviously, we would advise people not to to get in the water. You know, there's obviously people who are possibly in these polar bear clubs and everything, but I would hope that they take the required precautions, you know, that they're trained at this, because that can be a big shock to the system, obviously, that it's going to be dangerous, but it can be suddenly dangerous and, you know, could have some kind of, where you can't catch your breath, you might have, you know, some kind of heart attack or something to that effect.
What do you think is the coldest run you've ever been on?
Somewhere in the low teens. I'll go down to about 10.
So even like snow and ice, that's not really the thing that stops you from running.
If the ice is like, there have been days where I've walked out my door and like taken one step outside my door and fallen. If the ice is that bad, I usually turn around and go back inside.
Let's say the outside temperature is 5 degrees, but we got 40 mile per hour winds. You're in that advisory situation where we're looking at minus 20 degrees, might be even colder than that. And then obviously when you get that ice, it doesn't take much. You know, a very thin layer can make the road slick, can make sidewalks slick. Luckily, when you get into an ice situation, usually it doesn't last long. Maybe it's going to be covered quickly with snow.
Snow, running in snow is very, I love running in snow. It's very peaceful. It's very calming.
What do you wear when you go running on those, on the coldest of days?
Two pairs of running tights, layered. Two pairs of gloves, layered. But I'll usually do a thick shirt, a thin Under Armour shirt, and then my running jacket, which is for like when it gets below 30 is when my really thick running jacket comes out. And then normal socks, a balaclava to cover my face, and running shoes. That's very important.
The shoes thing always gets me, because like, are your socks just very moisture wicking? Like, how are you keeping those dry?
Yeah, so the socks are moisture wicking, which are the best running socks to wear all year round. My feet, like they do get cold if I'm running in the snow, but as I'm running, they'll start getting warmer and they'll start warming up. But I don't do anything special for shoes or socks.
Stay with us.
I mean, is this all stuff that you just sort of have gleaned over the years, or was it something that you've sort of had to sit down and really learn, or?
Basically trial and error, probably more errors than, you know, anyone's really comfortable with. Now you have, especially with everyone started, a lot of people started, you know, going outside, running and walking with the pandemic. You have the listicles that are like, these are the 10 things you need if you're going to run outside in the winter. And, you know, this is the website that's going to tell you what to wear if you put the weather in and, you know, like where you're from and stuff like that. I didn't have any of that because I started running in high school. In the late 90s.
What were some of the biggest mistakes you made, do you think?
The hoodie was a pretty big mistake. In high school, we actually went out on track when it was 20 and snowing. And I had like a normal winter parka, not a running jacket at all, and like kind of work gloves. That was not good. When you have a big parka like that, it gets really hot. So it was very hot. I would sweat. The gloves got kind of grimy from the sweat on my hands and everything like that. Yeah, it was.
When you talk about the hoodie, like what's the problem with wearing a hoodie out in the cold when you're trying to run?
Wind gets through a hoodie. Like when I'm in my running jacket, like it's kind of wind blocking. It's sweat wicking.
Basically, you kind of have, under normal circumstances, maybe just a thin layer, if you will, of warmer air around your body. You know, it's just you're generating that heat just by living and everything. Our body temperature is around 98 degrees. So if the air is fairly, you know, still, we kind of have that little thin layer that's kind of protecting us. But when you have a wind situation, windy conditions, that little thin layer of warmth is being taken away from. It's being blown away immediately. And therefore, there's a problem. You're being exposed to the full amount of whatever that temperature may be.
You got wind coming through the hoodie to begin with, and then you're sweating on top of that. So the wind's hitting the sweat.
Yeah.
which only just makes you that much colder.
Exactly.
When your body gets below, we're normally around 98 degrees. If it gets below 95 degrees, so it doesn't take much. At that point, you can start feeling hypothermia. And so in that wind chill situation, you can see how if that temperature is just lowered by just a few degrees, in this case, maybe 3 or 4 degrees, you can start facing some challenges.
Any other advice or thoughts on, you know, getting people outside when even when it's sort of miserable out?
I don't think advice on getting outside, just when you get back inside, put clean clothes on and drink water.
Because your body has to work extra hard to keep maintain the heat. And so to do that, it's obviously going to be taking, it's going to require more water.
Like if you had to choose, which one would you choose? The hot weather or the cold weather?
If I had to choose, I'd probably say the winter, because going outside in the cold, you know, like I said, I can put on multiple layers. In the summer, like if I'm too hot, you know, I'm down to a sports bra and that's all I can do.
I also wonder too, if like the payoff is better in the winter, of like, that run might be the only time you go outside that whole day.
Yeah, exactly. It's that in the summer, you're like, well, I'm also going out later. You know, I'm also going to go walk on the lakefront. I'm also going to go, you know, walk to the grocery store, stuff like that. In the winter, you don't necessarily have that. But I think my best memory of running in the winter is the snow was falling. It was a light snow, but it wasn't like the painful snow. It was still like snowflakes. I was just running along and I had Christmas music on. It was just so peaceful. I passed one other person that day and they were just like, guess we're the hardcore ones.
Is there a sense of pride in that too, of like being somebody who is out all the time?
Yeah, a little bit. My coworkers would be like, you're crazy. But then they'd also be like, but also you're kind of badass. And I'm like, I know.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to me today.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. Mayor Lori Lightfoot addressed ongoing concerns about pandemic-related rises in violent crime. The mayor didn't offer many new solutions, but instead called for increased gun seizures, an ordinance for suing gangs, and a moratorium on electric monitoring for certain offenses. In response to an increase in new COVID cases, the University of Illinois campuses have joined a growing number of universities opting for a few weeks of all online instruction once classes resume in January. And some good news to get you through. Your boy Santa is making the rounds this week and is going to be in Roseland tomorrow morning. You can stop by the Currency Exchange on 110th in Michigan, where Rose Cafe is hosting a book drive, and you can get your picture taken with Dreezy Claws. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. The future is bright until it's not.
Are you at least recording it?